Let's review Pesachim Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. Hapigul v'anosar metame yosei yadayim. The Mishnah said that both pigul and nosar make people's hands tame midirabbanan. So the Gemara records two discussions between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. One about why the Rabbanan made these gzeros, and one about how much of these foods can be metame hands. The gzera that pigul makes hands tame is because of chashadei kuhuna. We suspect that a kohen will purposely make somebody's carbon into pigul, so we discourage him from doing this by saying that the carbon would then make his hands tame. The gzera that nosar is metame yadayim is mishum atzalei kuhuna. We're concerned that kohanim will be too lazy to finish the carbon meat on time, so we declare that any leftover meat will make his hands tame. One opinion holds that a kazayas of pigul and nosar can be metame yadayim, just like the isra of eating pigul and nosar applies to even a kazayas. The other opinion holds that only kabeitza can be metame yadayim, just like all tumas ochlin, tuma foods, can be transmitted with the size of a kabeitza. Zak the Mishnah. Birich birchas haPesach pater shel zevach, birchas shel zevach lo pater shel Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the birchas mitzvah that a person says on eating the korban Pesach exempts the birchas mitzvah on the korban chagiga, but the birchas mitzvah on the korban chagiga does not exempt the birchas mitzvah on the korban Pesach. Rabbi Kiva Omer lo zu poteres zu. Neither bracha exempts the other one. The Gemara explains the basis of the machlokas. The blood of the korban Pesach is poured on the mizbeach from very close, but the blood of the korban chagiga, and really all of the Karbanas except for Achatas, is thrown on the Mizbeach from far away. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Zrika Bechlal Shvicha. If you pour the blood of a carbon, whose blood should be thrown, it's kosher. But Lo Shvicha Bechlal Zrika. If you throw the blood of a carbon, whose blood should be poured, it's not kosher. Therefore, the Bracha on Karban Pesach, whose blood should be poured, would work for the Chagiga, whose blood can also be poured B'diyeved. But the Bracha on the Chagiga will not work for the Karban Pesach, because the blood Avoda of a Chagiga would not work for a Karban Pesach, even B'diyeved. Rabbi Kiva holds Lo Shvicha Bechlal Zrika. The carbon becomes possible if you either pour blood that should be thrown or throw blood that should be poured. So the bracha on either carbon doesn't work for the other carbon. Rabbi Simlai went to Pidyon Ben and they asked him, who says the bracha of Shechianu? On the one hand, the kohen is the one who benefits from it by receiving the money of the Pidyon, but on the other hand, the father of the baby is the one doing the mitzvah. So at first, lo have a biyadir, Simlai didn't know, but then they informed him in the base medrash that Avi Aben, Mevarech Shtayim, the father of the baby, says both the regular birchas mitzvah and the Shechianu. V'hilchasa Avi Aben Mevarech Shtayim. The Masechta concludes that the father of the baby says both brachas. Hadron Alach Arve Pesachim Slika Meseches Pesachim Mazel Tov and Nesiyim.